You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
No matter what happens on Foxology, it's all good. Let's get back to Silver Ray Fox for more inspiration.
Welcome back. I am talking to Jimmy Moore. Jimmy Moore has an incredible story of weight loss, and I've talked to him before and just was excited and overwhelmed with his openness and his honesty, his sincerity, and his mission to help others who struggle with that fight to, you know, get yourself to a point of having your aha moment and getting yourself on a good strategic plan. And I guess I'd be right in saying, Jimmy, that there's a lot of happiness on the other side too, isn't there?
Oh man, Silver Ray, if I knew my life was going to be this good, I'd have been eating this way and living my life this way a long time ago. But you know what? I think part of the reason I'm so happy, Silver Ray, is because I've seen the other side. There's nothing worse than these gurus that are out there that try to tell you what you need to be doing to be happy and lose weight and be healthy, and yet they've never experienced it in their entire life. I think that's one of the things that attracts people to me so much is I've been there. Right. I've been through the struggle. I've gone through the whole experience of the struggle. And I think the struggle is part of the reason why I'm so happy today, because I was able to overcome it.
Can we talk about the hard part of that? Can we talk about, you talked about what the students said and how that hurt, but can we talk about what your personal moments were like, what that struggle felt like, so we can let people know that you really do understand? Did you find yourself in some places of depression? Did you find yourself often discouraged? Did you feel that you were just in the dark and alone and all by yourself sometimes before you got to the point where you knew you wanted to take the bull by the horns?
You know, Silver Ray, I've always been a very optimistic kind of man. In every area of my life, I kind of felt happy about, you know, I had a happy demeanor. Let's
other
just put it
things,
this way.
Huh?
I've always just been that way. I don't know where I got it from because none of my family is that way, but I've just always been a happy guy. And so there were just struggles in my life that I just felt like, even in my career. And I know we talked about this before when you had me on your show 3 years ago, you know, my career was kind of at a stalemate. I just kind of felt like, you know what? I just don't feel like I'm going anywhere with my life. And so it kind of mimicked what was happening with my weight. You know, what am I doing with my life? What am I doing with my weight? And it wasn't until I was able to grab that bull by the horns that I was able to see not just success in my weight loss and my health, but my career has taken off ever since as well. And I attribute it, you know, to being able to make those changes mentally as well as physically.
Okay. Now, when you say your career took off, we know what you're doing now. You're a keynote speaker. Mm-hmm. You're an author. You're living your dream for the most part right now.
Yep.
When you were now, has that been the case in the years prior to who we know you as now? Were you also a writer and speaker? What was your thing before this?
You know, I went from job to job. I had done retail management. I had done some marketing. I had done, you know, customer service related fields. And every single one of those jobs, Silver Ray, I honestly believe the reason I was kept from going any higher than I was because of my weight. And because of the
I was going to ask if there you felt there was any discrimination or if that hurt you in any way.
Yeah. I think people are naive if they don't acknowledge that there is discrimination of obese people in America. It happens day after day after day. Whether people admit it or not, it happens. And I think it's one of the biggest travesties in this country.
How do you categorize obesity in terms of the battle with it? Do you feel that it categorically is an illness as we recognize them? If so, and of course there's the physical challenges that come along with it, but when we talk about addressing how to really get a person to wellness, Mm-hmm. Are we talking about it as an illness? Are we addressing it as an illness? I mean, you have a story that is amazing, Jimmy. You had your aha light go on and you just decided this is gonna happen. I'm going to do this. And I think a lot of it is based on that motivational element in you. Not everybody feels that. I would imagine a lot of people are on the edge of discouragement big time and feeling depressed, maybe somewhat like your brother may have experienced. And unfortunately, you know, it didn't have to end quite so, you know, that sadly. But I think that whole weight challenge does create so many negative feelings that I think it can even, you know, point somewhat to not a mental illness, but an emotional illness, because you feel so overcome by that whole thing.
You know, Silver Ray, I'm not a big fan of calling obesity or being overweight an illness, because it kind of abdicates the responsibility of the individual to take back control mm-hmm. of the situation. Mm-hmm. I'm more in favor of people deciding to make better choices. Mm-hmm. And I'm also in favor of people being educated properly. I think one of the biggest travesties that we deal with in America today is we're being told that if you want to lose weight, you got to do what? You got to cut down on calories. You got to cut down on fat. And those aren't necessarily messages that are correct for every single person out there. It goes back to individuality when it comes to diet. And people need to find the plan that works for them. If it's a low-fat diet and vegetarian diet, then go for it. If that's what works for you and you love it, go for it. But there needs to be other options made available in the food pyramid and the dietary recommendations. Unfortunately, they don't address people like me who did not succeed on those kinds of diets and instead did well on a low-carbohydrate diet. And I think more and more people are beginning to realize that, Silver Ray, because there's so many books that are coming out and studies that are coming out that really verify that we are all individual and we need to meet those nutritional needs individually.
With that being said, let's talk about what your book talks about, your message to people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're living low-carb. What does that mean when you say that's not always the answer? That pretty much works though, whatever weight you're at. That's a good idea.
Yeah, eating low carb definitely, I believe, is a good starting point for people. I think, unfortunately, Silver Ray, too many people, they start with low fat, and then when they fail and they're starving to death and they wonder why, they're kind of left holding the bag and not really knowing what's in it. But one of the reasons I'm in the process of writing a second book now, 21 Life Lessons from Living La Vida Low Carb, is I wanted people to realize that low carb really is a lifestyle that they can live with. You know, a lot of times it has been maligned, I guess is a nice way of putting it, by the mainstream media and the medical experts that are out there. They kind of try to portray low carb diets as a fad. But there's really nothing faddish about what you get to eat on a low-carb diet. What's funny, Silver Ray, is you describe the diet to people and you tell them what you actually eat, and they're like, man, that sounds really healthy. But as soon as you tell them it's a low-carb diet or if it's Atkins, they're like, oh my gosh, you can't have that. You're going to have a heart attack. You're going to kill over and die. You know, it's as if putting a label on it somehow makes it bad. But I think more and more people are beginning to realize that carbs really are at the center of why we are dealing with so many health and weight issues, and reducing them is definitely a good thing.
What do you suggest as a beginning strategy? Let's say we're talking about people who have 50 plus pounds, who are categorically obese. What do you suggest as a beginning strategy? Let's take them through what you went through, because what you've done is successful.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody's got to find the plan that's going to work for them, but I think everybody can do some basic things to start off. You know, definitely cut out the sugar. If people are eating sugar, you're basically feeding the beast when you're eating sugar. And when I say sugar, I'm not just talking about the little white
granules
have on your table. I'm talking about the high fructose corn syrup that is in just about everything you eat these days. I've even seen high fructose corn syrup, Silver Ray, in ketchup and even toothpaste, if you can believe that. They put it in everything these days. It's really bad.
You know, it's so funny. I picked up a to-go meal the other day and got some packets of honey and looked at, just decided to read it, and who knows why. There's not a bit of honey in it. It's all high fructose sugar.
And I think that's one of the things that I really hammer in the new book is, you know, you've got to be on the lookout for those things. And the other thing in terms of sugar are foods that turn to sugar in the body, which includes the white flour and the rice and the pasta and the potatoes and all those starchy carbs that are doing nothing good for your body and are instead doing everything bad, raising your insulin, raising your blood sugar levels. And if you're diabetic or insulin resistance, you really need to cut down your carbs. So that is definitely a primo goal, is to eat less carbs and definitely less sugar.
Jimmy, did you have any medical assistance in the way that you visited a doctor and had any testing done for levels of, health in your blood and things like that, what you needed or should do or should not do as you headed for your weight loss? Did you get some guidance from a nutritionist or anyone?
You know, honestly, I was too afraid to go see my doctor because I knew if I described a high fat, moderate protein, low carbohydrate diet to him, he would flip out and would basically tell me I'm crazy for doing this and I'm inviting a heart attack. And I was afraid. In fact, I didn't go see my doctor until after I had lost all the weight. And I went and saw him and he looked at me and he said, "Oh my gosh, what have you done?" I said, "You don't want to hear this." I said, "It's the Atkins diet." And he went, "Good job." So I was very surprised. I think I kind of turned him on to it because he realized, you know, maybe for some people like me, it actually did work. And, you know, running my cholesterol and my triglycerides, everything looked fabulous.
I was going to ask, so is that the one that you most recommend, that regimen?
Well, it worked for me. And there is a great book out there, Silver Ray, by a gentleman named Dr. Johnny Bowden called Living the Low-Carb Life. They're making a reprint of it in January 2010 that will have some of the newer diets like the Biggest Loser diet and different ones in there coming out. But the book basically does a side-by-side comparison of all the different low-carb plans. In fact, I think in that book alone, there was like 20 different plans, which includes Atkins and Protein Power and Sugar Busters and all these different plans that are out there, so that people can say, you know what, I like this one, but this one has a few more things that I like a little better. So definitely getting that book will help get you started on the right foot so you pick the right plan for you. And you're not frustrated 3 months down the line going, "Why did I choose this plan?" But Dr. Atkins' plan definitely worked for me, and I highly recommend it.
So people just need to kind of analyze what they really feel their biggest struggle is with dieting, to choose a plan. And do you even refer to it as dieting? I imagine you've got something that you call it that's a little different.
Yeah, one of the things that I write in my book quite often is that this isn't just a diet, it's a lifestyle change. And when you make it a lifestyle change, you no longer worry about a beginning and an end, Silver Ray. You basically start it, and then you're on it for the rest of your life.
What was it like for you once those pounds started rolling off? Did that just give you all the fuel you needed at that point?
Oh my gosh, Silver Ray, the first month I lost 30 pounds. Month two, I lost 40 pounds. By the end of 100 days, I had lost 100 pounds. I could have gone like a year and not lost another pound and still been just as motivated because 100 pounds was gone off of my body forever.
And how did you feel?
That was one of the things that really helped me because I did hit a 10-week stall right smack dab in the middle of it. That for most people probably would have derailed them, but because I had already seen such great success with the 100 pounds being gone, that 10 weeks was a piece of cake. And even when I didn't, quote unquote, lose weight, I still lost about 6 inches off my waist, even without losing pounds.
And then the other 80 pounds, how long did it take to get those off?
by the time the 10-week stall was over, it was right around the towards the end of summer, around late July or early August, and then August, September, October, about 4 or 5 months for the other 80 pounds.
So in less than a year, you lost 180 pounds. Wow. Now, let me ask this. Have you been able to manage that well? Have you had any struggles with any up and down weight issues since then?
I have, and some of it is my own doing, allowing old habits to creep in from time to time. Mm-hmm. Yes, even the guy that's got a blog called Livin' La Vida Low Carb will struggle every once in a while.
Well, I think that's only, that's certainly not an unusual thing. I just, you know, again, I'm trying to let people know the real deal about this and not make it just sound like it's just, you know, some picture of a guy who lost a lot of weight and, you know, that was it. It's an ongoing endeavor. It's an ongoing process. And, you know, I'm just glad to see that you are still winning at that game. We're getting real close to the end of the segment. Jimmy, I want you to tell people about your new book and how they can get it, the one that's currently in print.
Sure. Well, the one that's currently in print is Livin' La Vida Low Carb, My Journey from Flabby Fat to Sensationally Skinny in 1 Year. That's available on Amazon.com, BookLocker.com, or on my website, livinglavidalowcarb.com/blog. And the new book is 21 Life Lessons from Livin' La Vida Low Carb, which kind of talks about a lot of the different lessons that I've learned since losing the weight, Silver Ray, because so many lessons were kind of left. I didn't know them.
Yeah.
I had to kind of guess them. And over the past 5 years, I've compiled a lot of these lessons that I've learned, and I want to impart that knowledge on people. And I'm definitely sharing about that on my blog as well, hopefully to have it out by the end of the year so that people can begin benefiting from it. Can I give a plug for my podcast show, too?
You absolutely can. Go for it.
I have a podcast show that is currently one of the top one. I think Oprah is the only one that's really kicking me out of the top spot right now on iTunes in health and nutrition. It's called The Livin' La Vida Low Carb Show, and it's at thelivinlowcarbshow.com. We have 300 episodes already up there with interviews with all kinds of people in the world of diet, health, and nutrition, and definitely encourage people to check it out.
Well, we're going to have that information available at our website as well, Jimmy, so you can be sure that they'll know how to make the hookup from where we are. I want to thank you so much. It's just delightful to talk with you again. Glad to hear that you're doing so well, and I wish you so much continued success. You stay sexy and sensational, okay?
Ray, let's don't make it 3.5 years again.
I promise. I promise not to do that. Thank you so much once again. You enjoy your day, and I'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Jimmy. And boy, oh boy, wasn't that something? All you need is a little won't power. I won't eat that. You thought it was willpower. I think it's won't power. Just gotta say no. Wait a minute. Don't eat that. I won't eat that. Jimmy's message is certainly an important one and an encouraging one. I hope you had something to take away with that. In just a moment, we are going to be talking to my next guest. His name's Andy Ali, and he is a work-at-home guru. Boy, do I learn stuff from him. He is just amazing. I don't want you to miss it. So you stay right where you are. Don't go away. We'll be right back.